Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we are excited to have with us the National Director of American Spirit Pageants, Mr. Dennis Vander Ginst. Good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
Good morning, Carl. Just doing dandy. How are you?
It's an excellent day in here in sunny and hot Florida. You know, we're excited to have you here today. You know, lots of guests that come onto the Pageantry Podcast have been affiliates and partners with Pageantry Magazine for many years, but you're relatively new. In fact, you've been with us for about a year now. We were instrumental and we're happy to be able to promote you at the inception of the American Spirit Pageant. So we want to talk to you a little bit about what was the concept behind it, why you wanted to start a new pageant system, what the goals are, the aspirations are, what young ladies can expect from you, and many more questions. How's that sound?
Yep, it sounds wonderful.
The easy one is, what prompted you to create the American Spirit Pageants?
Good question. My background has not been in pageantry until most recently. I'm actually an attorney, and my law firm's been very involved in community and charitable efforts over the years. And then last year, I kind of hit upon the idea of combining what we had originally intended to be a small pageant with a charitable fundraiser that we were hosting. However, that small pageant quickly took on a life of its own and became a national in scope and became American Spirit Pageants. And it really, you know, took off like wildfire, attracted about 70 contestants and a dozen celebrities who were drawn to the philanthropic twist of the pageant.
What is the concept of American Spirit Pageants, the foundation?
We wanted to make it a little bit different from what I was used to and seeing in pageantry. So the philanthropic twist that I mentioned deals with one of the components to our judging system. As far as I know, we are the only national pageant to include charitable fundraising as a judged component. We have your typical categories such as fitness, swimwear, evening gown, and interview, but the contestants are also judged on their ability to raise money for American Spirit Charities, which is a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, and the proceeds then to that charity go to another charity this year that we've identified, the Have Life Foundation. So the idea is, with this judged component in the competition, the contestants raise as much as they possibly can, but once they hit $3,500 in money being raised for the charity, they max out on the total points that they can get in that category. Anything less than that, and there's a pro rata reduction. And as I said, that twist really attracted a lot of people within the pageant industry and also a lot of celebrities.
What type of age divisions do you promote within American Spirit Pageants?
Well, we've got four different categories, four different divisions. We've got the Miss Teen, or the Teen Division, and we've got the Miss Division, the Ms. Division, and the Mrs. Division. And with the Teen Division, it starts at 13, and we actually had last year, I think the youngest competitor was 15, but the oldest competitor who came from our Mrs. Division was actually 52 or 53, and that was an individual who had never been in pageants before in her life, and she did very well.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that people can look you up on your website, correct?
Absolutely.
And that website would be?
www.AmericanSpiritPageants.com. That's our main website. We also have websites for each of the state divisions. So, you know, it would be IllinoisSpiritPageants.com, IowaSpiritPageants.com, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So if anybody is more interested in looking to see if there's a state pageant, they can go directly to those state pageant sites to see if and when that's been scheduled.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before that the actual fundraising, the philanthropic portion of the pageant is a judged event. And this
right.
year, they're actually raising funds for the Have Life Foundation. That's H-A-V-L-I-F-E Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about the Have Life Foundation?
Yeah, Have Life is a charity that's local to the Illinois, Iowa area in which I live. It was developed several years ago in memory of Hunter A. Vondran. That's where the H-A-V for Have Life comes from. Hunter was a 13-year-old who unfortunately met an early end in a tragic water park accident. I was involved in working with the family on the estate and became friends with the family. And they developed the idea of, in his memory, developing this wonderful charity, which essentially raises money for at-risk children to have opportunities to participate in programs that deal with the arts, athletics, and academics. And we've been very involved in the Half-Life Foundation for several years, but it's been, up until this point, really regional in nature, and they wanted to take it to a national audience. So it was the pageant, American Spirit Pageants, was a way that we could not only raise money for Half-Life, but raise awareness by having, you know, women across the country who were raising money for this wonderful and worthy cause. They were able to bring people in their own communities to some idea of what Half-Life was about. And the wonderful thing is, the money that they have raised and that they are continuing to raise throughout the year then goes back to their communities to open a local chapter in each of those states. So it's been a wonderful platform for us, and it's been a wonderful way for Half-Life to gain some national recognition.
And I know, speaking to you previously, that your goals are actually to take some of this fundraising even to a national-type event, correct?
Absolutely. Well, you know, our first event was a national event. The ladies that came to participate were all raising money in their own home states. And then this year going forward, as we are putting forth state pageants, the hope is that each state pageant will continue to raise money for Half-Life this year. And then those ladies who become the state queens and compete at the national competition will then carry over whatever money they've raised at the state level. That will count towards new totals that they will be looking to raise for the national competition.
And speaking of state pageants, there are obviously some state directors and some states that may or may not be represented locally by a state director. Let's talk about the status of the state pageants for a moment, if you don't mind.
You bet, absolutely. You know, it's our hope, obviously, to have state pageants in each and every state this year. I realize is a lofty goal. We might not get there, but we're going to try. Right now, we have about a dozen states that are represented, and we are negotiating with directors in about 20 others. We've been doing some, you know, marketing, certainly on online, on Facebook, and I know we're going to do some more in pageantry to try to get some really good directors to run the state pageants. And I think it's a wonderful way, obviously, for anyone who's interested in doing running a pageant to kind of get acclimated and get used to running a pageant, and it's for a worthy cause. It's working with some wonderful people and having a wonderful time. So, you know, I'd certainly encourage any of your listeners who are interested in directing to give us a call.
What type of support can a state director expect from the national office?
Well, we certainly have a template in place that we, in some instances, require the state directors to follow, and in other instances, we just encourage. But they're given a great deal of latitude as well as to how they want to produce it, when they want to produce it, you know, et cetera. We provide them marketing support. We provide them with website. We provide them with the winners' sashes and crowns. Of course, we provide the ultimate destination for the national competition that they'd all be vying for. Just basically any kind of support that they need, we're there to lend that to them. It is a kind of a franchise situation, so it is their business. They invest whatever amounts of money they intend to invest in creating the production and doing some of the marketing. We certainly invest our own money in doing some of the marketing as well, and then ultimately they're going to have the bulk of the net profits that are generated. So not only, you know, is it hopefully worthwhile financially for them, but just given the time and the wonderful people that they get to meet, I think, you know, you just can't go wrong.
As we're almost, let's say, halfway through 2011, what are your goals for American Spirit Pageants for the rest of the year and even into next year?
As I said, we would really love to secure state directors in all of the states. That's one of the things we're really focusing on heavily. We want to make sure that our national competition, which is scheduled for next April, April 3rd through the 7th, I believe, we want to make sure that comes off without a hitch. It's going to be held in Disney World in Orlando, in your neck of the woods, at the Coronado Springs Resort. And so we want to make sure that we secure, as we have in the past, we have had just some wonderful performers, some great celebrity support. Last year we had Mario Lopez as our MC for the finals. This year we're negotiating with some other wonderful people to get them to perform and or MC at our finals. We expect a lot more celebrity support as far as judges as well. So we want to get those folks all lined up. We're also putting on a pageantry trade show and convention in conjunction with our national competition. So there's a lot of work to do there to get the speakers lined up, to get the vendors lined up. And then going forward beyond next year, once we have all our state directors in place, we want to get their input as to whether we continue on raising money and awareness for HavLife, or if we want to select another worthy cause to support and help them gain a national audience for their charity. So, because the idea is, you know, we've kind of got a built-in platform. It's a little different from other pageants in that a lot of pageants, the women may have their own platform, and of course we don't discourage that if they're wanting to be helping on issues like child abuse or spousal abuse, or they have an interest in the American Cancer Society or whatever it might be. We certainly encourage that, but as a pageant system, we have a unified platform, that being HavLife this year, but who knows what it may be next year. So we want to just make sure that no matter what platform we have, we raise both money and awareness for that charity.
Mm-hmm. You stole a little bit of my thunder here. Last year, your pageant was held where?
Last year was held in the Quad Cities, which is on the Illinois and Iowa border, which is a wonderful, beautiful place with an amazing community, lots of community support, but not necessarily the easiest place to get to, and not necessarily the most attractive place to go to in the middle of the winter, which is when we had it last year.
And as the second largest market for convention space, you are now moving again to my town of?
Orlando, absolutely.
And holding it out at?
The Coronado Springs Resort in Walt Disney World. Couldn't be happier.
And that will be the dates of?
April, it's either the 3rd or the 4th through the 7th.
3rd or the 4th through the 7th. There.
12.
So we'll have plenty of time. I ask you to promote it. Anybody has any questions, they can obviously contact you through American Spirit Pageants. Again, the website, AmericanSpiritPageants.com.
Correct.
You're putting together a pageantry trade show and convention. What type of speakers are you looking to have, or vendors to have at the trade show?
Well, as far as speakers, we want to have people that can not only talk about, you know, how wonderful pageantry is and how people who are interested in participating as contestants, how they might do well. We certainly want to have that. Folks that are involved in coaching and preparations necessary to succeed in pageantry, but we also want to have some speakers who can talk about how your experience in pageantry can translate into success in the rest of your daily life and your world outside of pageantry. So we're hoping to get a good combination of those types of speakers. As far as vendors, we want to be able to attract anybody that has anything to do with pageantry. And frankly, we intend to invite all of the other pageant systems to be there. My feeling is that as an industry, we need to be more in tune with what each other is doing and encourage women to participate in all different types of systems, because not every system is right for every person who's interested in pageantry. And someone may not be interested in our system, in the American Spirit pageant system, but they might be have a talent that they'd want to get into the America system, or they may be more interested in the USA system or any number of the other systems out there. So we're certainly going to invite other pageant systems to to be vendors and put their booths up in the exhibit space, which, by the way, should be just a huge, huge convention space. I think Disney has indicated to us it's one of the largest trade show spaces in the country. So we certainly have room for any and all people pageantry.
With a celebrity, especially within your first year, it was amazing to see the celebrity turnout and the support that you had. From a production standpoint, what can someone expect when they attend an American Spirit pageant's finale?
We like to make it into a big treat for the contestants and for the audience. We want to be able to attract a large audience because I think that generates a lot of enthusiasm and excitement on the part of the contestants. And I think that the way to do that is to make sure that you've got some good performers and some, you know, very recognizable names. Last year, as I said, we were blessed to have Mario Lopez as the MC for our finals. We had Brian McFadden from MTV's fame, and he was also the host of Beauty and the Geek and several other shows. He was one of our preliminary MCs. We had some folks from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette who were judges. We had Jason London, the film star from Dazed and Confused's movies that he's done. He was one of our judges and his fiance Sophia Carstens. We had people from various walks of life as far as entertainment, whether it be modeling. We had a former Mr. Universe. We had Chelsea Smith, the former Miss Universe. So just a plethora of celebrities who participated as judges and performers. And we hope to not only duplicate that, but exceed what we did last year by the time we get ready for our national competition next year.
Let's go one more time. Let everybody know, whether a contestant, a state director, or someone who just wants to find out more about American Spirit pageants, how do they do that?
They can find us online at www.americanspiritpageants.com, or they can call us toll-free at 888-801-8855, and certainly they can also find us on Facebook.
And today our guest on the Pageantry Podcast has been National Director, Mr. Dennis Vandergense of American Spirit Pageants. Dennis, we appreciate your time today, and we look forward to seeing you here in Orlando soon.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's my pleasure.